So last week we heard about that tragic accident that happened on the set of the new Alec Baldwin movie Rust, which, by the way, looks like it'll never see the light of day now. I mean, he obviously has just gone into, I don't want to say hiding, but he's going to take some time for himself after this horrible accident. And it was an accident, but was it a preventable accident? So that's the big question surrounding all of this, right? No one is accusing Alec Baldwin of murder at this point, but charges will probably be brought against him because he's the executive producer on set. So he's in charge of the safety. From what I understand, just before this happened, like the day before or something, the entire crew, they're all like union workers and stuff. They quit.
The day before?
It was really? Right before this happened that they left, and he is notoriously difficult to work with and to work for. So he wasn't paying them. There was a laundry list of complaints that they had on set, including safety protocols.
Wow.
So the union guys leave. He hires non-union people to come in, and then this tragedy occurs.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's going to be a big thing, obviously.
Yeah.
And goodness gracious, you know, there's all these prop experts and gun experts that are saying, okay, the bottom line is you never point a gun at anyone. A gun is always loaded, whether it is or isn't, whether it's a prop gun or a real, like, it's all, you always treat a gun as though it is loaded, and you never point it at someone. So normally what they would do is point the gun at a dummy target. But in this case, Alec was practicing, I think they call it like a cross something. So he would reach across his stomach, right? He reaches
like
across
his right hand to his left hip.
He's reaching
right
across his body to get the gun and pull it out. Mm-hmm. And then when that happened on the set, they said they heard a popping sound. And you know, like it shouldn't have even happened. Like he shouldn't have been doing that with anyone on the set, but they hadn't cleared the set yet. And so there were a lot of mistakes that can be.
Right.
And again, it was an accident, but still it was an accident that could have been prevented. So what happened was he pulls the gun out. They hear the pop. The director is standing right behind the videographer, right, mm-hmm. who then complained about a pain in her abdomen, and she grabbed her stomach, and they realized that she had been shot. And then, you know, there's blood pouring out of her stomach, and she's saying, I can't feel my legs. Mm-hmm. And so we know that she passed away.
Yeah.
And the director was also shot. Like, the gun, the bullet went through his shoulder as well. So he's now out of the hospital. But, I mean, that was a really touch-and-go situation for a while.
Yeah, those other points put a couple other wrinkles into the whole thing.
Exactly.
Everybody left. He's in charge of everything.
Right. I mean, the bottom line is, as executive producer, and especially he's there. And, you know, a lot of times you'll see executive producer and it just means that someone helped finance a performance.
Yeah, they lent their name
or whatever.
To it, whatever.
But, I mean, he was there on set and the one who pulled the trigger. Like, so, I don't think that we're going to hear from him for a very long time. And I think there's going to be a lot of a lot more investigation going into this scene.
Mornings in the Andy Summers Show.
Turn it up on 92.5 XTU.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.